We are about 16 lines up from the bottom on Ayin Aleph Amud Beis. We are continuing our discussion. This time we're going to question Rav Ashi. So a Maimer before said, was of the opinion that Mashiach HaBovet Kachavim Kona. And Rav Ashi argued and said Mashiach HaBovet Kachavim Eino Kona. So now we're going to ask on Rav Ashi. Amalei Mar Kashisha Breit Rav Chisla Rav Ashi. Tashma. We're going to bring a proof from our Mishnah to question Rav Ashi's Shita. Hamocher yayin olevet kachavim, if you sell wine to an ovet kachavim. Pasak ad shalom adad, if you set the price for the wine before the measuring took place and before the ovet kachavim did a mashicha, damav mutar, the money is mutar. It's not yayin esach, even though you haven't received the money yet, but since you set the price, it was... the money is mutter. So the said, hold on a second. V'i amrit mashicha b'ovid kachavim eino kona. But if you say that the mashicha that the ovid kachavim does is eino kona, then am I dama mutarin? Why should the money be mutter? If the mashicha that the ovid kachavim didn't affect a sale, then what exactly does the mashicha affect? The mashicha affects, creates a yayin esach. So how could the money be mutter? You can't take the money. So now it's, you're giving him yayin esach. You're getting hana from yayin esach. So how does that work? The way we have to understand our Mishnah is we have to add in a nuance, one little caveat, which is that before they set the price, he gave already a dollar, he gave a dinar, and without giving the rest of the money. And then he was mada, then he took the wine. So therefore, since there was a transaction of money involved, that affects the Mashiach process, and that's why it works. Mashiach HaBovet Kachavim Eino Kona. But because they gave money, that already affected the sale differently than just Mashiach alone. Ihachi, that's the case, that we gave an dinar in the first part of the Mishnah. Well, then we have to understand the second half of the Mishnah. The end of the Mishnah, the second half of the Mishnah says, if you didn't set a price and the Ovid Kachavim took the wine, then the money is usur. Well, what are we talking about? We've just established that in the ratio, we're talking about a case where you gave a dollar in advance. So if the ratio is talking about where you gave a dollar in advance, the seifa has to be talking about giving a dollar in advance. And if you gave a dollar in advance, vi dekadem le dinar amay dama vasurin. If you gave the dollar in advance, why should the money be usur? You acquired the wine was sold to the Ovid Kachavim already, and you through a transaction of money. So it was only a down payment. There was only a dollar, but the transactions should still be valid. So it seems like a good question on Rav Ashi Shita. So it sounds like we have to say that Mashiach HaBovet Kachavim Eino Kona. But before Amar Leis, so Rav Ashi answers back and says, hold on a second. Ula didach, according to you, to Amrit Mashiach HaBovet Kachavim Kona, you say the Mashiach HaBovet Kachavim is Kona. Well, is the Mishnah any better for you than for me? Amai Reisha Damav Mutarin V'Seifa Damav Asurin. Why, according to you, the Reisha, the money's Mutar and the Seifa is not? If the Mashiach is Kona, then what difference does it make? In the Reisha, when they set the value, and then he did the Mashiach, well, Mashiach Kona, but they set it, so Damav Mutarin, but Seifa Damav Masurin, in the second case, where you didn't set, you said the money is Usur, why should it have anything to do with whether you set the money or didn't set the money? This all has to do with Mashiach. Mashiach is Kona. So if Mashiach is Kona, either it's Mutter in both cases or Usur in both cases. So how do we understand it then? Ela Mayis Tachal Meimar. What's the obvious answer? Why is it that according to you that the Reisha can be Damav Mutarin and Seifa Damav Asurin? Ela Mayis Tachal Meimar. Pasak Samcha Daite Lo Pasak Lo Samcha Daite. Because when you set a price that connects you to making the Kinyan, when you don't set the price, that's not that... discourages you from making the kinyan. So the Mashiach is contingent upon setting the price. And that's why in the first case, since you set the price, the Ovid Kachavim that does the Mashiach, and it's Kona. But in the second case, where they don't set the price, so the Ovid Chacham is not ready to do the Mashiach. It's not a real Mashiach when he touches the, and therefore that's the difference, and therefore it's not a real Mashiach. So then says Rav Ashi, L'didinami. So the same thing applies to me. Af agav dekadim le'dinar, even though my understanding of the Mishnah says Rav Ashi, he gave a dollar in advance. Pasak samcha daite, lo pasak lo samcha daite. If they agreed on a full price, then he made a kinyan on it. And if he didn't agree on the full price, then the dollar doesn't mean anything. Lo samcha daite. So that's why in the first part it's dama mutarin, and the second part is dama vasurin. So that's how Rav Ashi defends himself from the others who wanted to argue with him, and Rav Ashi can maintain his approach that Mashiach b'Ovid Kachavim ain't Okona. Amr le'Ravina le'Rav Ashi. So now we ask another question. Ravin asked Rav Ashi another shayla, tashma, another challenge. Damar Rav Chia bar Abba, Amr Rav Yochanan ben Noach ne'erag al pachos meshever puto v'lo nitan lishavon. That a ben Noach is killed if he steals even less than a Sheva Pruta. Generally speaking, for a Yisrael to be Chayev and Gezela, it has to be a Pruta or more. But a Ben Noach is Nerak even on less than a Sheva Pruta. It's one of the downsides of being a Ben Noach and not a Yisrael. Velonita Nishavon. The Gemara is going to ask exactly what that means, but the simple understanding is, it's something that can't be returned. Says the Gemara, V'i Amrit, Mashiach b'Ovid Kachavim ein Okona. But if you're going to tell me that Mashiach by an Akum doesn't work, well, then a good question. Am I Nerag? Why should he be killed? He didn't do anything. He stole? What do you mean he stole? He can't be Kona. There's no Mashiach. So the Gemara answers, no, there is a reason. Mishum Datsari Li Yisrael. You're right. It's true. He wasn't, Mashiach b'Ovid Kachavim is ein Okona. But you know why he's killed? Fascinating answer, which I don't understand so well, is that since he caused pain to the Israel, since he stole the money from Israel, that's enough to condemn him for Misa. I can't say I understand this fully, but that's the answer of the Gemara. Tosas has a good question. Tosas says, well, hold on a second. We have plenty of cases where Israel is put to death for stealing, and it's and he doesn't own it. If Yisrael steals $1,000 or steals a person and sells him into slavery, he's chayv misa. He doesn't own the person. He doesn't own the slave. Why is this any different? So Ben Noach steals 50 cents, less than a sheva pruta. Why should he not be killed? What difference does it make? Why do you have to own it? So Tosas answers, there's a big difference here. Because it's less than a sheva pruta, whereby Yisrael, it needs to be a pruta more. Since it's less than a sheva pruta, and there's no kinyan in general, Mashiach b'Ovid Kachavim ein Okona, so the bringing two together, it doesn't make sense to be mechayev misa on based on those ideas. Rather, we have to come on to a different answer of Mishum Tetzarei Liyisrael. And continues the Gemara, Umay lo nitan lishavon. What does it mean when it says that lo nitan lishavon, that the money is not to be returned? The Eina B'Toras Hishavon now means that there's no idea, the whole concept of Gezela doesn't apply, that there's nothing here. It was less than a Sheva Pruta, there's nothing to be returned because it's nothing. It's literally meaningless. Ihachi, that's the case. Eima Seifa B'Chabera V'Nadla Menu Ne'eragalea. I say, hold on a second. The Seifa of the Raisa says as follows. If your friend comes along and takes the money from him, Neragalea, he's going to be killed as a result. Well, hold on a second. Why is he going to be killed? Bishlema Reisha Mishum Tzari Yisrael. Granted, in the Reisha, the reason why he's going to be killed is because he caused pain to the Yisrael. But over here, what happened? The friend came, the Chavero, Ovid Kachavim, came and took the money from his Ovid Kachavim friend. So the first case, we said it makes sense where the Akum took it from the Yisrael. So therefore he gets killed. But an Akum taking it from another Akum, we're going to say the second Akum is going to get killed too? Ela Seif Mayavid? How could that be? You know what it must mean? Must tell us something important. Ela Shmamina Mashiach b'Ovid Kachavim Kona Shmamina. Must be a raya against Rav Ashi. Must be that Mashiach b'Ovid Kachavim is Kona. And that is why the second Akum will be put to death. And that is how the Gemara ends, following a Maamar, not Rabashi.